John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and it's like I'm inviting the goddess of the area in which KFMG has its studios into my own studio here, and it's long overdue. This conversation with Siobhan Spain has been, shame on me for being negligent. She has been so busy. I have not been as busy as she, but she is the director for Mainframe Studios, and she is the Wonder Woman who really kind of makes the things happen. And if you folks that follow the show for a long time, many years ago, I visited with Justin Mandelbaum about this vision he had here in Des Moines, something he was very successful with in the northeast part of the country, and he wanted to do it here in Des Moines, Iowa, his hometown. And we chatted about it, and we actually did a follow-up conversation, and then it just kind of laid dormant for a while, and then it's kind of like any great architectural project, it takes a long time to lay a solid foundation. And that's what was happening behind the scenes. Things that you folks may not know is that artists were lining up like crazy over the last several years. Interest was growing underground. It's like this movement was just like building this fantastic foundation. And they're kind of orchestrating it all. Siobhan was there, and it is so delightful to have you in the studio, Siobhan.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's great to get the word out. It's just like sometimes I have to kind of repress the Iowan in me and just say, hey, we got to brag about this because we have something that is a national model, if not an international model. And for people maybe going, Mainframe Studios, what is that? I will tell you this, if you know the old Quest building at 900 Keo Way, that kind of wonderfully odd-shaped building, it just has such a presence, that's Mainframe Studios. But the vision, I'm going to let Siobhan talk about that and where they are right now in developing this. We've got 3 of 5 floors that are actively going, and that's part of the plan, the development plan. But there are things that you folks out there say, well, I don't need a studio space, or I don't need this, or I don't know about that. We're going to tell you about something First Fridays. Those are your two magic words, First Fridays. But talk about Mainframe. I'm just kind of, you know, a reporter from the East Coast who just heard about this and said, I heard about this wonderful project you have going. Tell me about it.
Yes, so we are one of the first in the nation to have of this size of studio space, and with the sites set on being self-sustaining as well. So making sure that artists never get priced out of Des Moines. So this headline is very common across the country. So when, you know, New York City gets expensive, when Williamsburg gets expensive, when Austin gets expensive, they're trying to retain their creative mojo that they're known for. When the city is thriving, it pushes the artists out over and over and over again. So we do not want that story in Des Moines, and to show other cities that there is a solution. So we are a nonprofit with a mission to provide permanent, affordable workspace for artists of all disciplines. And the vision is to transform our art scene by developing this cultural and economic driver that stands the test of time. That means we will be here for generations to come. So you see, you know, we have these great institutions in Des Moines, like the Art Center, Des Moines Performing Arts, the Metro Opera. I mean, the list goes on, the Sculpture Park. So we want to add to that. We want to add an institution that provides great infrastructure for the individual artist, because this is where art is being made, not just performed and disseminated, but it's being made here. And the individual artist really is, it's long overdue that we treat them with the respect that they deserve in making communities vibrant.
You bet. It's always driven me a little crazy that there's that cultural irony that's happened historically where the artists come in, they pioneer an absolutely rundown part of a metropolitan area, and all of a sudden it does. It gets this spark. The color is there. The energy is there. And then other people come in, developers come in and say, oh, let's put restaurants up here because people are going to visit this. Oh, let's do this. And all of a sudden, property values push these artists out. And it's just like you've taken this heart out of this area. Sometimes it keeps going. It always changes. But you're trying to maintain that energy. And I liken the cultural, let's call our cultural footprint for Central Iowa like this giant jar. And you've got the big marbles you put in there. You've got the art center. You've got the science center. You got Des Moines Performing Arts. And then you have the smaller organizations, the nonprofits, maybe like an Iowa Stage Theater Company, and you put those smaller pebbles in there. But then you realize there's still a lot of space in there, and that's where the sand comes in that mm-hmm. really fills it up, and that is the individual artist, the creative. And it doesn't have to be visual artists only, because this space is filled with so many people that really represent every single discipline. But the concept is there. It's a kind of a safe haven that becomes this creative cultural epicenter for Iowa and beyond, where mm-hmm. all of a sudden people say, what's happening at Mainframe Studios? Well, it's always something happening. The thing is they want to open that door and get you people connected. So it's kind of like a Venn diagram. And so we've got the Mainframe Venn part, and then we got you people out there, the cultural consumers, the cultural adventurers who say, well, I want to find out more. And that Venn diagram intercepts on First Fridays, and I'm going to let Siobhan talk about that. MainframeStudios.org, that is your website connection. I'll mention that another time or two. But talk about First Fridays. That is where the energy really kind of explodes, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So we had this concept, and a lot of people didn't realize there were so many artists in Des Moines, and artists needing space, and artists wanting to come to Des Moines but needed space. So we have 160,000 square foot building. Like you said, we have 3 of 5 floors done. We wanted to prove the vision. And a wait list a mile long for the finishing floor. So we'll be doing some more campaigning to fundraise for that. So in the meantime, we're able to show that this building and this project is really viable. So if people come by on First Friday, so every first Friday of the month from 5 to 8 p.m., it's completely free to come, they will experience a lot of things at once. Which is not just that we provide basically a free concert every first Friday, which is excellent. I love it. they're also able to come and enjoy dinner together by Tangerine Food Company. They always have a pop-up menu. We also have a theme for the art. So attendees can really delve into a certain genre. So we have like glass blowing and glass work. We did that in December. Huge turnout. We did stained glass work that's internationally renowned. Glass blowing by Jesse Bogenreef. That is, I think he's collected in about 90 countries now. And then torch work. So you're able to see the breadth of some artwork of that medium, but also get to know the talent that's in Iowa, not just a Mainframe, but we really like to have our fingers beyond. So we really show and give that awareness of all these great people making great work throughout Iowa. So bringing them together here. So we have that theme, but we also have 71 art studios already, and people are able to come in and get to know the artists, get to know each other. I love the connections that the artists make among themselves here. So it's not just going about your business. You're actually like really hanging out with people. And like you said, in a safe place that's creative and gets the creativity going, the communication going, these dialogues that's so much fun that art creates is like, hey, let's talk about that. What do you think about it? And I love that aspect of First Fridays.
Exactly. It's wonderful. And the artists love it as well, because Creativity is often a very solitary, reclusive endeavor. And so these opportunities to open the doors to the public, to open the doors to each other, to create these synergistic moments, that's what First Fridays are all about. Some of the artists have taken up to it. We can't always be involved, but they do potluck gatherings just with the artist, because that becomes a sharing in and of itself. If you are out there and if you're connected to a company that says, you know, we're looking for something to really support here in the community, this would be a great thing to support. And I'm pitching this for a very real reason. It's because this is what is going to give Greater Des Moines even more of its own identity. We're not going to be chasing after an Austin or a Portland or something else. People are going to start saying, we need to chase after what Greater Des Moines is doing. And what Mainframe Studios is doing is providing a cornerstone for that kind of cultural development, because the cultural development leads to creative economy and cultural economic development. And I will say that right up front. Yes, I'm an advocate. Yes, I'm a believer. But the arts is a contact sport, and you have to get in contact. So yeah, circle that first Friday of each month as a way to get the family out. Come down here, wander around. This is a wonderful family event. And I know that for the people who have their studios here, it's kind of like hard to wipe the smiles off their faces throughout the entire night, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is really great to see, because, you know, I just think, again, they've been underserved for so long. You know, a lot of these people didn't have space, or they're in their basement or their living rooms. And this project's about people here, living yep. here, not just coming in and doing a performance and leaving, but they're here every day. They're part of our community. They're making it vibrant. And I think people don't realize how much artists contribute to our community. Like, some of these artists, you wouldn't know they were here unless they were in Des Moines, in Mainframe, that you can have this sense of them and their craft. So we have 25 different disciplines now, and we really like to break down the association and stereotypes that people have about artists. One, that they're starving, one, that they're nice to have, you know, not essential, but nice. And then another is just who considers themselves an artist. So I love it for the fact that I think it can be really inspiring to young people about pursuing creative careers. So we have game developers here, and not just any game developer. Game developers really pushing the envelope for social justice and creating a better community, connected community through gaming. They've been featured on the Apple App Store, on Good Morning America. We also have storyboard artists that work for Warner Brothers right here in Des Moines. In Mainframe, he worked on Secret Life of Pets. I mean, all the biggest names that you've ever heard, he's here in Mainframe. We have the artists that created album covers for over 80 rock bands, yeah. like Prince, Purple Rain. They're here in Des Moines. They love Des Moines. They love being part of this artist community and connecting with others. So there's the community happening within Mainframe. There's community happening from the connections that artists just by default make with the community, but then during our events. And I love the fact that we have an event space as well for rent, because that brings a whole other community that wouldn't normally be exposed to our artists. So if you think about, you know, corporate parties or weddings, I mean, you know, a lot of these people are engaging with our artists while they're here. It's pretty great.
You are so clever. You like read my mind, because I wanted to go there, because people... I want you to know that Siobhan is kind of the face, and she's a beautiful face too, that represents Mainframe Studios. And there is an opportunity for you who maybe doesn't have a studio here but needs a special event space. You've got pretty much everything you need right here, unless you want 10,000 people. We can't accommodate that. Go to Wells Fargo Arena or something, but...
Sure.
This is a great space. You have done so many. I've wandered in here to do work here in the studio at different times.
Yeah.
And the people who are designing and decorating, the catering and everything, I said, man, I've got to get on that guest list.
Yes, indeed. Tangerine Food Company has, you know, 10 years of experience and catering to a lot of arts events. So it was a great fit to have them in here. They know what they're doing. They can work with any budget, which is, you know, the flexibility is really essential. And it's nice that they're creative as well. So they have a creative streak. It's owned by two women, Cherry and Susan. They're wonderful to work with. So it really rounded out what we can offer here. And you can fit up to, I think, 400 people conference style. But we also have the atrium that people pour into. We have other smaller rooms that people can do conferences even. So we had the Woman Up design conference here, and that worked really well.
You have developed the personality of this space beautifully. If you're looking for a space that doesn't have that convention hall feel, this is a space to consider for any kind of event, for a business meeting in the middle of the day, things like that. But start by, you know, if you're curious about looking at the space and not feeling like, well, I don't want to go on a tour because then I feel it's kind of obligated. Well, you don't have to feel obligated. Come down to a First Friday. And guess what? That happens every First Friday. I love the name of that event, 5 to 8 o'clock. Go to mainframestudios.org. Take a look at the mission, the vision, all the project sponsors, who's on the board of directors, all the information about the artists, the studios that are here, links to their websites. You can get the full gamut of information on that website. And I promise you that I will not let the time from when KFMG moved into Mainframe Studios to now to let that much time pass before I have Siobhan in here on a more regular basis. But there you have kind of a quick overview of what Mainframe Studios is about. Siobhan loves what she's doing. More importantly, she loves how this is enhancing Central Iowa's cultural well-being. This is an epicenter for arts, culture, creativity. And it's right here at mainframestudios.org, folks. Siobhan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for being here.
Glad to do it.